today is very familiar and very happy. The resurrection of Jesus, John 20, 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and he believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Excuse me. Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabbanah," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not touch me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Holy God, open our ears, our eyes, and our hearts, that we may hear and receive your word, allowing it to transform our lives. Amen. When something horrible happens, like when someone we love dies, or there's a tragic accident, or a financial crisis, or a life-altering medical diagnosis, we find it hard not to weep. Whether we cry actual tears or not is irrelevant. We find ourselves filled with pain and grief. The life that we have known is over. The life we hoped for in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road has been destroyed in one fell swoop. It's the end of the story. There is pain and bitterness that we now have to work through. Though just before the horrible circumstance, there was joy, there was laughter, there was a feeling that the good things were always going to be there, that they were always going to feel this way. It makes the tragedy feel even more painful. Sometimes in that pain and grief, we feel immobilized. We get stuck in those feelings and we don't know what to do next. Mary had witnessed the worst imaginable scene. Her Lord had been arrested. He had been beaten, flogged, mocked, spat on. He was flogged within an inch of his life and then hung on a cross. What can usually take several days was over in a matter of hours. Mary heard the words he spoke from the cross, words of love and forgiveness, words of finality. It is finished. Mary watched as they pierced his side. She watched as they brought him down from the cross, bloody and beaten, unrecognizable. It was painful to look at, and she found herself turning away because it just hurt so much. She lingered as Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus wrapped Jesus' body with spices in accordance to Jewish burial customs. And as the tomb was sealed with Jesus' body inside, it felt like all the light, all the air, all the hope had been sucked from this world forever. It felt like the story was over. For some of us, pain and grief have a way of causing us to be exhausted but unable to sleep. Others of us feel like all we can do is sleep, but when we wake up, we don't feel rested. We don't know what the next days were like for Mary, but my guess was that she wasn't sleeping well at all. The pain and grief had taken that away. It was a loss that felt too deep for words, but she had to do something. She couldn't just stay in her house any longer. She needed to feel close to Jesus again, even if it was at a tomb. So she left, even before the light dawned, while still in the chaos of her grief, she made her way to the tomb in darkness. But things were not as she expected them to be. She expected to see the tomb sealed, the stone right where it was when she left. But that's not what she found. The large stone had been moved from the entrance of the tomb. Immediately, she thought that someone had stolen Jesus' body. She had heard rumors that the religious leaders were worried something like this might happen. Maybe the disciples would know something. So Mary takes off running. They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him. Simon, Peter, and the other disciple take off running. They had to see if Mary's words were true. And do you remember what they found? The stone was rolled away. The strips of linen that had been wrapped around Jesus' body were lying neatly in the tomb. Even the cloth that was wrapped around Jesus' head was still there. They believed Mary's words. Jesus was indeed missing. Whether they knew more than that is unclear. All we know is they went back home without a single word to Mary. Once again, Mary finds herself alone, alone in her grief, alone in her pain, alone in her tears. Those disciples who she thought would help just leave. She thought they would have answers, but she's still left with so many questions. It takes every ounce of strength that she has to walk over to the tomb to look for herself, tears streaming down her face. And to her surprise, there are two men inside. "Woman, why are you crying?" Seems like an absurd question to ask. It seems obvious why someone would be crying at a gravesite. The loved one is dead. The story is ended. And Mary felt like her life was over. We see Mary saying the same thing she told the disciples. "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him." Mary's love for Jesus is shining through. He had changed her life. The least she could do is allow his body to rest in peace. She could at least make that right. She had to do what she could. Suddenly, she notices movement behind her. She couldn't figure out who would be at the gravesite so early. Peter and the other disciple had already left. It must be the gardener, the one who cares for this space. Surely he would have seen something. The thought of finding out something made the tears come again in a fresh wave. All the excitement of the morning was just too much to handle. Woman, why are you crying? I wonder if as those words crossed his lips, she wondered, well, here we go again. What's with this question? Why are all these people coming to the tomb and they don't understand this grief, this sadness? Of all the days to come, why do they have to come here, where they don't understand the pain and grief that Jesus' death brings? Why would you ask someone who's grieving why they're crying? Mary and all the others who grieve cry because the story has ended. Cry over death and loss. Cry over unfulfilled realities that were once dreams. But this gardener asks a second question. Who is it you're looking for? As we look at this question, we notice it's not critical. It's not a question to put Mary down for how she's feeling, but it's invitational. Even though Mary doesn't recognize Jesus yet, Jesus asked Mary the same question he asked earlier to his disciples when he was first calling them to follow him. He had asked them who they were looking for as well. So Mary tells the gardener that she's looking for Jesus. She wants to make things right. And as only the good shepherd can do, Jesus calls her by name, and immediately her eyes are opened. The same Jesus who she saw die on the cross, the same Jesus who was beaten and bloody, wrapped in strips of linen and placed in a tomb, was now standing in front of her. He was alive. What was once the end of the story now had a new beginning, a fresh start in that early dawn. There are so many times when we feel like life is over, that our story has ended. One piece of bad news sends us into a tailspin of grief and pain. Like Mary, sometimes we get stuck in that pain. We find ourselves weeping, unsure if we can even move forward. But just like the cross was not the end of the story, neither is what we're going through. The empty tomb stands as a testament that the story continues. Jesus is calling us by name, waking us up out of our grief. Jesus is calling us by name and inviting us to go and continue the story. Jesus told Mary, "Go to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Jesus is inviting us to share the wonderful news of the resurrection with those around us. Jesus had been killed on the cross on Friday. But Jesus overcame death, and he is alive forevermore. Do you know that your story is not over? Do you know that whatever it is you are going through will not consume you? It will not overpower you. It will not be the end. Like Mary, Jesus comes to us in the midst of our pain and grief. Jesus comes to us, calls us by name, and opens our eyes to new life in him. Where have you experienced Jesus in the midst of your grief and pain? Jesus is inviting us to share those moments that we experience hope in the midst of despair. Jesus is inviting us to share how Jesus came when we thought our story was over. Are you ready to share the good news? Are you ready to tell others that our Savior is risen? Mary went from the tomb and she told the disciples everything that Jesus told her to say. But before she said any of that, she told them what she experienced. She told them what she had seen. I have seen the Lord. What about you? Are you ready to make that joyful proclamation to others? Are you ready to share that hope with them? Are you ready to let them know that their story isn't over? Death has been swallowed up in victory. Jesus is alive. Let us pray. God of resurrection and life, when we watched you die on Good Friday, we thought that the story was over. But here we are on this Easter morning, and we know that the story continues. We praise you that you have overcome death. We praise you that you continue to call us by name, waking us from our grief, that we can continue to proclaim the good news to those around you. I have seen the Lord. Thank you for trusting us to continue to share your story. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.